Tim Turnbull, on comedy from Magma 34. There's something horrid in the castle yard. We know what it is and who did it, but for God's sake, tell us where it is. Les Dawson. From his fifth floor window, Dirk gazes across the high street, over roofs of chain stores, the ice rink and staghorned crowns of park trees, past the ring road, the playing fields of his old school toward the affluent-ish suburb halfway up the hill, and he shudders. They're all at it, he muses. A whole damn town is gearing up for it, this carnival of banality, this biennale of crassness. The sense of dread is worse at night now, his dreams invaded by needle-fanged children, savages with bright red plastic noses and crimson afro wigs, colonised by mendicant clergymen with booked teeth, tin rattling trollops in feather boas, non-specific medics in lab coats with stethoscopes and scarlet spattered joiner's saws, all hooting, pointing, laughing till he awakes, jerks upright, drenched at the phantom schlunk of loose change shook in tubs. The only relief will be, he thinks, when the whole charade is over. His supervisor scowls at him, so he adjusts his PC monitor and starts another game of solitaire. It's not as if he didn't try, but when 2 years ago he had the plaque made up that read, "You don't have to be mad to work here. Retarded is good enough." It was deemed not in the spirit, requiring of an official reprimand, which he accepted with a surly, unconvincing approximation of contrition. Not Oscar-winning stuff, but hell, he has the memory to treasure of his colleagues' faces, dumbstruck like so many cardinals, he thought, presented with the Holy Father hoiking up his skirts to display his latest gender reassignment surgery scars. The boss packs up her bags and notices out loud how it's unusual that Dirk is last to leave. And when, finally, he does, he scurries across town by way of Tesco, picking up essentials like a case of budget lager, instant dinners and a quart of Bombay Sapphire. Down the road, the inmates of the local tech are finalising with their customary sensitivity arrangements for a grand slave auction for Africa. Fat Willie's House of Mirth has seen a run on Elvis wigs and wimples. The hosiers are out of fishnet tights, and as members of the rugby club slip into baby dolls and bras, Dirk picks up his pace and hurries home. He has already hacked the cables off the TV set, eviscerated the radio, booked holiday, and days ago laid in a stock of books to see the crisis out. Rabelais, Rochester, Swift, and a Viz annual or two. He smiles with weary satisfaction and pours himself a good stiff gin and tonic, knowing his contributions by the radiator, under screwed-up paper, in a bin, and the magnitude of the jest will only become apparent mid-morning when the central heating's kicked in.